Well, I'll say it this time as I said it yesterday, and I'm going to say it tomorrow and the day after, and I'm going to say it till it happens. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. I hope you're enjoying the holiday season, they like to call it here. Here on Knock on Wood, I'm Steve Charney. We're celebrating Christmas in many different ways. Harry, of course, is working as a elf up at Santa's workshop. He's going to be coming in with some of the letters. That's been his job this year, to read Santa's letters and maybe answer them. We'll also be singing a song together. Have Spike Jones, and on the CD player, Rick and Judy, something from 50s rock. Rockin' Christmas from the 1950s rock and roll era. Let's see, we're going to be talking about Christmas gifts, Harry's Christmas gifts that he's bought for people. And we're going to start off with little Tom Paxton here. This is his Christmas album. So many artists come out with Christmas albums. This is his.
I hope Daddy likes this tie that I bought him, that I bought him. I hope Daddy likes this tie, it's great. It has a whole lot of colors and it's nice and wide and a bunch of stars running down one side. I hope Daddy likes this tie, it's neat. Merry Christmas, Dad. I hope you like the tie. You sure you like it? Oh, good. I hope Mom likes this pot holder that I bought her, that I bought her. I hope Mom likes this pot holder, it's gray. It's green and pink, it's a beautiful sight with a patchwork picture of Vanna White. I hope Mom likes this pot holder, it's neat. Merry Christmas, Mom. I looked real hard for this, I hope you like it. Sure? Ah, good. I hope Sister likes this baseball that I bought her, that I bought her. I hope Sister likes this baseball, it's great. She said she wanted a doll, you see, but then I saw this baseball and I said, gee, I sure hope Sister likes this baseball that I bought her, it's great. Merry Christmas, sis, I hope you like the baseball. Sure. Ah, good. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you like your presents. I hope you have a good Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Tom Paxton, that was put out on Sony Music. Child's Christmas is the name of that. Marvelous Toys on that, of course. That's his, one of his bigger hits. Well, let's see, Harry. You ready to do our song together?
Oh, yeah, Steve, I'm all set.
You look kind of cute in your... your elf costume.
Well, yeah. I'm working up at the North Pole with Santa, so I wear my elf costume. It's part of the thing. You can't take it off until after the holiday.
Ah, okay. Ready to do our song?
You got the guitar, Steve. Let's do it.
The holly greens, the ivy greens, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks back home. It's nice to know to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys back home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call. And Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it feels to kick your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks back home. The holly greens, the ivy greens, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks back home. There was Cousin O'Flaherty, Uncle O'Shaughnessy, Michael, me brother, and Auntie McGee. And Father and Mother were rolling a dither when Terence the baby climbed under the tree. It's nice to know to kiss your boy while cuddling under the mistletoe. Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys back home. It was Gerald Fitzpatrick and Patrick Fitzgerald who up on the roof heard a clatter and laugh that came down from the chimney and they said, oh, my chimney, 'twas all that we saw were a seven giraffes. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. It was Paddy Delahanty who dressed up like Santa and gave out the presents like he always does. But Johnny McGee, when he sat on his knee, tried to pull off his whiskers to see who it was. How grand it feels to kick your heels, join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Colorado. With all of the folks back home.
Now old Santa Claus just might be a little late this year. His reindeer are crying Christmas tears. While he was making noise for the girls and boys, he played some rock and roll. Well, Santa was Santa, and the toys got bent, and the North Pole rocked and rolled. Oh, the North Pole rocked and rolled. Yeah, the North Pole rocked and rolled. Oh, Santa bopped and flipped and flopped, and the North Pole rocked and rolled. Well, Santa grabbed the reindeer, and he bopped across the floor. Now, Prancer's beat with a force or a feet, and the other poor dear little deer can't rock no more. Rock no more. Oh, the North Pole rock and roll. Yeah, the North Pole rock and roll. Oh, Santa bopped and flipped and flopped, and the North Pole rock and roll. Now, boys and girls, don't worry. Just try real hard to forget. We hit old Santa's photograph, and we may have Christmas yet.
Kathy Sharp was a singer that. That was released in 1958, and that's from an album that Rhino Records put out, Rockin' Christmas. Rockin' Christmas in the 50s. Okay, this is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. Hope everyone's enjoying their Christmas season, their holiday season. Harry's been busy working.
Yeah, Steve, this is the time to you know, to help others and to just sort of, you know, work for other people instead of yourself.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So you're working up at the North Pole helping Santa in the toy workshop. You get paid?
No, Steve, it's all volunteer.
Uh-huh. So what are you doing up there?
Well, one of the things he had me do is sort of just answer some letters. You know, he gets thousands and thousands of letters. So, you know, he sort of hands them out to some of the elves, and we read them, and we answer them, and we just try to, you know, make do. Because not everybody's happy with the service that Santa provides.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought everyone would be happy.
Well, you know, things happen. Things happen.
Can we hear some of the letters?
You want to hear some of the letters?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Here's some letters. We'll put on the letters theme.
That's Santa's theme?
Yeah, well, he always plays that when he's... He likes to play that. It puts him in the mood to answering some of the letters that some of his... clients.
Some of his clients, why?
Some of his clients.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Turn that down.
Okay, sorry.
All right, dear Santa, I'm writing to offer my apologies about last Christmas Eve. How was I to know it was you? Most people, when they visit, ring the doorbell. When I heard someone trying to climb down the chimney, I naturally thought it was a burglar. Anyway, I hope your leg heals quickly, and next year I promise you that Rex will stay locked in the basement. With apologies, Fusnelda Nusspickle. And it's a P.S. here. I hope this little incident doesn't affect our status this year in receiving gifts. My son would be heartbroken.
Hmm. So you're going to respond?
I'll write her back saying it's okay, everything's all right.
Good.
Here's a letter. Here's another one. This isn't interesting. Dear Santa, can I get presents from you even though I'm Jewish? If the answer is yes, could you please send the necessary forms to fill out as soon as possible? Thank you, and it's yours truly, and happy Hanukkah, Newton Hooten.
What's the answer on that?
I'll have to ask him about that. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's one. Dear Mr. Claus, our records show that you've never filled out an income tax return. Please complete the enclosed forms and return them before December 31st of this year. We will also need your social security number, tax exemption status, if your company is nonprofit, and how many employees work for your company. Thank you. Sincerely, Norman Ice Noggle, Internal Revenue Service.
Mm-hmm. You're going to pass that on to him, too?
Yeah, I know some of the answers to this, but I'm not sure of his social security number. Don't even know if he has a social security number. I'm not sure if he's an American citizen.
Mm-hmm. Citizen of the world.
Perhaps. Here's one. A short note to apologize again for bricking up the chimney. We were trying to make the house more energy efficient. We had left the front door open for you, but I guess you didn't see the note. I hope the soles of your feet have healed by now. Sincerely, Ava Maria Klinkenberg. P.S. Lucky we had homeowner's insurance, though I didn't think you were the type of person to actually put it in claim.
How's that response?
Well, we'll send us a form letter. I don't know.
Okay. What?
Yeah. Let's see. A couple more here. Dear Santa, could you keep the noise down this year? The reindeer and you clattering on the roof and in the chimney wake up my family. I don't mean to look a gift horse in the mouth, and we appreciate the presents and all, but if it's at the price of keeping my family up all night, then I must ask you to pass us by this year. Thank you. Yours truly, Bunyan Swipes Womble.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to skip him? Is Santa going to skip him?
Yeah, he's got a list of people that don't want to be visited.
Uh-huh. Any more?
Yeah, here's one. Dear Mr. Claus, I've been worried about your visit this Christmas. I mean, what if you land on the roof with that heavy sleigh and all those reindeer and slip and break a leg on the snow and ice? Or even worse, what if the whole roof should cave in? What do you have, 6, 7 deer and how many tons of toys? I don't think our homeowner's insurance is coverage for that sort of thing. So if you could please bypass our home this year, we would appreciate it. My child will be staying at the neighbor's house, so we will hang his stocking up over there. And I thank you, Mrs. Lavender Sidebottom.
Okay, so that's another address you're going to give to him so he doesn't pay her a visit.
Right, Steve. But the kid will get the presents. Here's one last one. Dear Santa, if you insist on visiting us each year, you really must learn not to make such a mess in our living room. Our presents for the last few years have had black smudges all over them from your sooty hands. You also tend to leave snow and slush all over the carpet. I mean, it's no fun waking up Christmas morning and having to clean the rug. Please wipe your feet before coming into our home this year. Thank you. I'm also enclosing a bill for the lamp you broke swinging that toy sack over your shoulder. An apology note from you is not enough, I'm afraid. Maybe if you shaved and got a haircut, you would look more presentable and it would be easier to stay cleaner. If you were my husband, I'd see to it that you had a decent wardrobe and lost a few pounds.
Okay.
He'll write some apology thing. You know, he doesn't like to give people bad feelings, especially during the Christmas season.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, so there we have it. Some of Santa's letters. Harry's been working as an elf, and that's his job this year. Answer some of these and help clear out Santa's desk. Okay. What are we going to hear now?
I don't know, Steve. Why don't we hear Spike Jones?
Sounds good to me. Spike Jones, Tis.
I got a drum. I got a horn. They gave me a bicycle just for being born. But I'm only getting half of what I oughta, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas. I got a truck. I got a gun. They gave me a spacesuit. That should be lots of fun. But I'm only getting half of what I oughta, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas. Gee, but it's tough to be a kid like me. But I guess there is nothing I can do, 'cause all of the stuff beneath the Christmas tree has to count for my birthday too. I get so mad at Mom and Dad of all of the days that they picked to have me had. And they only give me half of what they oughta, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas. But I guess there's nothing I can do, 'cause all of the stuff beneath the Christmas tree has to count for my birthday too. Oh, I get so mad at Mom and Dad of all of the days that they pay.
Actually, Harry, I wanted to ask you, have you, are your gifts all picked out? Have you got them all and everything?
Oh, yeah, Steve, I've all said.
Yeah, what'd you get me?
Oh, I can't tell you that, Steve, but I got my cousin Stymie a date book.
For next year, I hope.
What difference does it make? A date isn't going to change next year. There were pictures of figs and a chapter on nuts, too.
Ah, chapter on nuts. So it's your biography.
Oh, you're a riot, Alice.
I thought you were talking about a calendar when you said a date book.
Oh, I bought Dr. Fenstermacher a 1995 calendar.
You mean calendar?
No, I mean calendar. You cook fettuccine in March, you strain it in April.
That's not all that's being strained here. What did you get your Uncle Louie?
I got him a tie.
Oh, what would Christmas be without a tie?
Yeah, the only trouble is he can't speak English.
Uncle Louie?
Oh, the tie. He's only here on a 3-week visa and he has to go back. You know, to Thailand.
Yeah, we got it, we got it. Stop beating a dead horse. It's just too bad he doesn't speak English.
Oh, well, he knows a little German.
Well, that's good.
Only won't introduce me to him.
To who?
The little German. He's only 4'8", Steve, but his family is fascinating. Did you know that his brother once slapped John Gotti, the mafia boss, right in the kisser?
Wow. I'd love to shake the hand of a guy who was brave enough to slap a big mafia boss like John Gotti.
Hey, hey, hey! They're not gonna dig him up just so you can do that?
Come on, tell me, what did you get me?
All right, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Steve, on Christmas Day, I will be presenting you with the keys to a brand new Nissan Maxima.
Get out of here. You really bought me a 1995 Maxima?
No, I bought you the keys.
Oh.
He'll be coming down the chimney when he comes.
Ha-choo!
He'll be coming down the chimney when he comes.
Achoo!
He'll be coming down the chimney.
He'll be coming down the chimney.
He'll be coming down the chimney when he comes.
Achoo!
He'll be driving a fine reindeer when he comes.
Whoa, back!
He'll be driving a fine reindeer when he comes.
Whoa, back!
He'll be driving a fine reindeer.
He'll be driving a fine reindeer.
He'll be driving a fine reindeer when he comes.
Whoa, back! Achoo!
And we'll all pretend we're sleeping when he comes.
Oh, we'll all pretend we're sleeping when he comes. Oh, we'll all pretend we're sleeping. We'll all pretend we're sleeping. Yes, we'll all pretend we're sleeping when he comes.
Whoa, back!
And we'll kill the Christmas turkey when he comes.
Chop, chop.
Oh,
we'll kill the Christmas turkey when he comes.
Chop, chop.
Oh, we'll kill the Christmas turkey. We'll kill the Christmas turkey. Yes, we'll kill the Christmas turkey when he comes.
Chop, chop.
Whoa, back.
Achoo.
And we'll all have Christmas dinner when he comes.
Yum, yum.
Oh, we'll all have Christmas dinner when he comes.
Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, we'll all have Christmas dinner. Oh, we'll all have Christmas dinner. Yes, we'll all have Christmas dinner when he comes.
Yum, yum.
Chop, chop.
Whoa, back. Achoo.
And we'll all get indigestion when he comes.
Oh, we'll all get indigestion when he comes.
Oh,
we'll all get indigestion. Yes, we'll all get indigestion. Yes, we'll all get indigestion when he comes.
Oh, yum,
yum, yum.
Chop, chop.
Whoa, back.
Achoo.
And we'll have a Christmas party when he comes.
Yee-haw.
Oh, we'll have a Christmas party when he comes.
Yee-haw.
Oh, we'll have a Christmas party. Yes, we'll have a Christmas party. Yes, we'll have a Christmas party when he comes.
Yee-haw.
Oh,
yum, yum, yum. Chop, chop.
Ho,
back.
Achoo.
Ho, ho.
Snitched on me. I hid a frog in sister's bed. Somebody snitched on me. I spilled some ink on mommy's rug. I made Tommy eat a bug. Bought some gum with a penny slug. Somebody snitched on me. So teacher's chair. Somebody snitched on me. I tied a knot in Susie's hair. I did a dance on mommy's plants. Climbed a tree and tore my pants. Filled a sugar bowl with ants. Somebody snitched on me. Oh, hurry up. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Cause I ain't nothing but bad. I won't be seeing Santa Claus. Somebody snitched on me. Because somebody snitched on me. Next year I'll be going straight. Next year I'll be good. Just wait. I'd start now, but it's too late. Somebody's... Who's that coming down the chimney with a bag over his shoulder? It's him! It's him! I thought he wasn't coming!
Where's the silverware, little boy?
In a dining room, like I told you!
And the jewelry?
Same place as last time. How about my cut?
The usual?
The usual. Join me on a chorus, okay?
Why not?
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Cause I ain't been nothing but bad.
Have a good season?
Excellent.
That was Stan Freberg. He used to be very well known on the latter days of radio and also television. He's made it quite big doing very funny commercials for TV over the years. Won a lot of awards. Before that, Rick and Judy. And this is our Christmas show, at least one of them. And Harry's dressed up as an elf. He's going to be heading up to the North Pole soon. He was reading some of Santa's letters earlier, and we were discussing what presents he's bought people this year. Told me he's got me the keys to a brand new Maxima.
Right. Now all you have to do is go buy the car.
What about your brother Larry? What are you getting him?
Oh, well, I thought I'd give Larry the family fruitcake.
I thought you were the family fruitcake.
Oh, you're a riot, Alice. Steve, I told you about the family fruitcake, haven't I?
I don't think so.
Well, it was originally my great-great-great-grandmother's fruitcake. She baked it in 1827, and our family treasures it. It's been passed down to the family for generations. I inherited it last year, and I thought I'd give my brother a chance to have it this year. You know, we pass it around a lot, so everyone gets to fondle it for a while.
Where is it?
Well, I have it right here in my trunk, Steve. Look at it. Doesn't that look delicious? Huh?
It's got fingerprints all over it.
Well, that's from years of fondling.
Let's have a bite.
Are you kidding? This cake is like gold. We can't just cut into the family heirloom.
Oh, come on. Let's do it.
Steve, do you have any idea how long this has been in my family?
Sure, you said since 1827.
No one has ever dared to actually bite into it. It's too precious. It's too sacred. It's too hard. Feel this, Steve. You couldn't cut that with a saw.
Well, we can try.
My brother will kill me. How do you think it'll look on Christmas morning when he opens up his fruitcake and sees a chunk taken out? It'll be a family scandal.
Come on, here's a knife. Try it.
All right. Let's see. I told you, Steve, this isn't a good idea, but if you think so, we'll give it a shot. No. See? All this is doing is dulling the knife.
All right, try a saw.
A saw? Oh, all right, hand it over. Gosh. Now, just as I thought, Steve, it's not even nicking it. Look at this saw. All the teeth are worn down now.
Yeah, you're right. All right, well, how about a chainsaw?
A chainsaw?
Yeah, I have one right here, Harry. Lucky this is radio. We have a lot of things here.
All right, well, let's give the chainsaw a spritz here. Start it up there.
All right. Let me give it up. Okay, there's the saw.
Okay, Steve. You hold the cake steady while I try to cut out a wedge. Okay. Yeah, there we go. All right, I got it through that side. Now for the other one. And there. Okay. Voila, Steve. There you go. A nice slice of my great-great-great-grandmother's Christmas fruitcake. You want to take a bite?
Oh, yeah. Don't mind if I do. Let's see. Well, woo! Woo!
Well, what does it taste like, Steve?
Whoa. Holy cow. Sort of tastes like a Big Mac.
Yeah. Everyone said my grandmother was way ahead of her time.
You mean your great-great-great-great-grandmother?
What are those out there, Max Steve?
Yeah. Not bad, huh? Ooh, I think I just broke a tooth.
Well, anyway, Knockout is written and produced by me, Steve Charney. And you can find dozens of videos, info about me and Harry's live shows, jokes, a for sales page with my books and CDs and lots of other fun stuff, either by visiting my website, stevecharney.com, or my public Facebook page, Steve Charney Ventriloquist. And you can also find our podcast on iTunes, his website, and Steve's Facebook page. Go ahead, like him on Facebook! Thanks, Eric. And you can also hear previous Knock on Wood radio shows by going to the WGXC.org archives page and searching for Knock on Wood. And Merry Christmas, everybody.